listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 16th of November.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
16th of November, Ham, seemed to be a hot, hot period for guests.
Yeah, okay.
Now, is it because there's maybe like Boxing Day movies?
I was going to say it could be that there's that push for the end of the year. For, you mean like actor,
yeah,
Hollywood movie,
Hollywood
cinema guests?
Yep, yep, yep. So 2006, we had Borat.
Great.
And
so much fun.
It was so, we
this
were so
is Borat number one. And because we were so excited to have to interview because you could see the tsunami of publicity he was doing across the world because Sacha Baron Cohen, and obviously now as you get a bit older and you understand it, like he produced the film himself. Like that was his money in the film. So he was like in Tokyo,
yep,
you know, like there was like parades and stuff for him and he was doing like wild promotional stuff for the movie and stayed in character the whole time.
He said it was 100 days or something,
yeah,
that, of nonstop.
And we the were told, most amazing publicity.
We were told specifically that interview him as Borat, he will not break character. He, you won't see Sacha Baron Cohen. It'll be, yeah, Borat. And so we go into this hotel room and Borat's there. It's crazy to see Borat in real life.
Totally.
And he's so good at the character. So you're having a normal conversation and he's just, we're all trying and he's just answering like Borat. And at the very end, he finished, we turn the mics off and he goes, "Where's good to go around here, lads?"
Like, yeah, all right, back to Sacha Baron Cohen. We're like, we allowed to talk to you like this?
And he said that was the last interview of the entire tour.
He's like, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm going to shave the mustache off.
It was this crazy thing.
He was basically going back to the hotel, I think, to like get rid of the mustache and go out for dinner.
Yep. And he was asking us where to go. And so having been read kind of, you know, the rule book that he's not going to break it, he hadn't broken it from all the intro, for him to suddenly drop it was just a bizarre experience and
wild.
Pretty awesome.
Wild.
2009, we had this fellow on a bit and he was always so fun, Michael Bublé.
Oh, the boob.
From a guy that just...
Do you know what I reckon it comes down to? A, Canadians, always funny.
Yep.
B... There's always like a self-assuredness of someone that just knows what they do.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what I do.
Yeah, I'm a
crooner. I do it very well. Yeah. I'm a crooner. Love performing. Mm. Love music.
The middle-aged women love me and I know
I'm
how
totally
to play,
fine with
play
it.
Right up to them.
I'm not trying to be something I'm not. Yeah. I'm just happy with who I am doing what I do. And I reckon that is just a great, it's always a fun energy.
It's rare, I reckon, in this day and age, but it reminds me of what those Frank Sinatra, those guys that just have heaps of charisma. I know he sings those type of songs, but like they're just entertainers.
Just a boy, just at home on the stage and, yeah, knows 55 classics.
Yeah. Same show, Sam Worthington on.
Another classic crooner. You know, you get him as an avatar.
Would 2009 be an avatar? Do you reckon that's why he was on?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah,
it's
it
weird
was.
To think. That's 13 years ago and we still haven't seen the sequel.
And
still, it's about to come out.
And it had been touted from then. Because, yeah, remember at the end of Avatar 1, I think it even says, you know, stay tuned for Avatar 2.
Is the sequel this year meant to come out?
It's got to be this year, Mike. You would know.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Are you deep? Did you love Avatar?
Nah, didn't do it for me.
Really?
I don't know.
Tough.
All the 3D
stereotype buster for that. That's a stereotype
tough.
Buster.
Isn't that tough? Like you look at James Cameron, you spent, you know, I was like $100 million, like the most expensive film ever made,
yep,
in 3D.
It is marked for 2022, sequel,
you know,
by the way.
Someone that you would think is an absolute lock, like someone like Mike, goes to see it. Meh. You said you spent like 10 years of your life perfecting this thing, invented new technology. What's the worst film you can think of that's better than Avatar?
The worst film I can think of. Like it's
that's
not
better, you know what I mean? That's, yeah, one rung above.
What's the film for you
what's
that's
the,
slightly better than Avatar?
Just to really rub salt in James Cameron's wounds.
I actually reckon Bruce Almighty's pretty good.
Better than Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Just say when James Cameron's reading this, like,
what?
It just popped into my head.
What?
What? Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
That, I mean, all they did, I mean, they had a realistic beard, but we created a whole world. It is, yeah, it's, and I'm not taking anything away from Bruce Almighty, but you just don't hear a mention together.
It would have been, probably would have been interesting to listen to Sam Worthington talk about Avatar in the
it
year.
It definitely was, yeah.
That in the year right now where the next one's about to come out, but I haven't chosen that. 2010, these guys, I reckon, were one of those bands that were bigger here than in America. Or, I mean, they were still big in America.
Definitely happened.
But Good Charlotte, they tended to love coming out here and were just embraced by Australians. And you find that with certain performers where you're like, well, I get myself to Australia a lot more.
Even Pink would talk about that.
Pink, yeah.
Pink would be like, look, I'm, you know, obviously people know who I am in America, but I'm not doing 13 arenas back to back. Like, she broke the record in Melbourne for like Rod Laver arenas. I think she did 13 shows there. Yeah. She's not doing 13 Madison Square Gardens.
No.
Yeah, so it was also real, like, just connected.
But I want to jump to 2015, Haim, because another guest was coming on the show, Rob Thomas.
Robbie Tommy.
And it was the first ever.
Wow. We had some great times with Rob Thomas.
Yep.
Why am I thinking Roberto Tomasetti? What was that segment?
He had an Italian.
I think did we make it up, or did he tell us sometimes he checked into hotels as Roberto Tomasetti?
You know what? We're confusing two things here. Yeah. My first girlfriend's name was Ella Thomas.
Yeah.
Her dad, I'm not sure whether it was Rob Thomas. I can't remember his first name. I think it might have been.
His dad was Rob. Her dad was Rob Thomas.
And he had quite tan skin. And when he used to travel through Europe, he used to introduce himself as Roberto Tomasetti because he wanted to be European. Nothing to do with the
other Rob Thomas. Although you can see why they might be stored in the same brain bath. The same drawer in my brain. They were like, the guy going through my brain is like, why have I got one file here that says Rob Thomas and another says Roberto Tomasetti? Got to be the same guy.
So that's why
that's why I'm remembering Roberto Tomasetti. Okay, nothing to do with that. But no, Rob Thomas was coming on the show. This was the beginning of Cool Boys and the Frontman.
Yes.
Did we even call it that at that stage?
I think we did. And the weird part to this whole thing, and I know this may have come up before, but the whole reason this came about is because Adam Levine was going to come on the show, who won American Idol, I think, and he's the lead singer of Queen. And a great singer in his own right. And he said he'd come on, but he wouldn't sing. And we're like, why won't he sing? Like, because we wanted to hear him sing. He's not a huge star, so we're not that interested in
him. Adam Levine, or are we thinking someone else?
Adam Levine is from Maroon 5.
Sorry, what's his name then? The guy from the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Is it Adam someone?
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert. Sorry. I've got it. Adam Lambert was going to come on the show.
Then we had a whole other thing with Adam Levine that we won't get into now, but that involved a dream I had.
Yeah. So Adam Lambert is who I'm thinking of.
Yep. And he wouldn't sing.
And he wouldn't sing. And so we said, why? You know, sometimes we'd press the producer, why wouldn't he sing? Why wouldn't he sing? Like, we want him to play. And then they came back with, he doesn't have his band here. And so we said in the meeting as a joke,
that's right,
he will be the band. We'll be the band for him.
That's right.
And he said,
ha ha, no thanks.
No thanks. So we laughed, and then every musical guest that came on that said they wouldn't sing, we said, go back and ask whether we'll be the band as a joke.
Yep.
And so Sam kept doing this, and then Rob Thomas said, okay, great.
Yeah, I don't think it was that Rob said, I'm not singing on the show. I reckon it got to the stage where it was such a joke to us behind the scenes that every time we had a musical guest on, we'd ask if we could be the band. I think we then were just asking, like, hey, we've been doing this thing for ages. Would Rob do it? Because we're like, he is just a pro. Again, in the Bublé category of someone that's just like, love what I do, I'm a genius at it, I'll play along with anything.
And what's funny is it did come from a joke. Like, this whole thing came from a joke where we knew Adam Lambert just didn't want to sing, but we went, let's just test them here and say we'll be the
backup. Totally forgot
band.
That bit. So then it became this thing of going, okay, he said yes and we had 1 week to rehearse Smooth,
yeah,
by which was Santana and Rob Thomas.
And the contract we had with Rob Thomas was,
that's right, we'll start playing.
We'll start playing, but if you, because there's an intro to that song, if you think,
yeah, we're not good enough,
the backing is not good enough to sing, walk away from the mic,
drop the mic,
and just leave the building.
You are out of here.
So,
fair proposition.
Obviously, there's nerves when performing, but the extra nerves of not knowing whether your front person is going to stick around.
It's never been done in music, has it? Never been done. So much pressure on those chords just to be like, hey, he's still here. He's still here. See a bit of movement. Damn it, we've lost him. Sorry, guys.
So what we're about to hear.
And I think, and is, interestingly, this is where, this is probably because for them, for people that followed the Cool Boys on the Frontman journey, it was a band full of infighting.
Yeah.
And blame shifting. Well, and I reckon this was the genesis of it, because yeah, the band was born out of a high pressure situation where we were getting ready to blame each other, yeah, for the worst case scenario, which is our front man walked.
Mike, give a nod to our sponsors, please, and we'll have a listen after this. On your mark. We're going to hear two parts. One is the last rehearsal. And then the second part is the actual performance.
Okay, I've just got to get into the right mental headspace, yeah, because I always remember my drumming fondly, yeah, and that's always a rude shock when I hear it.
Jack, obviously, on
Jack was on
the petrified guitar.
This is where that term came from, because he had
absolutely
such, he was
shitting himself.
But he had such a tough job, because that's Carlos Santana. The lick that we all know is played by Carlos Santana. Yeah. Well, you've never heard it by anyone else. I mean, maybe if you heard a cover, but that's what Jack is going up against in people's minds. Yeah. That's the expectation.
Mm.
And he has to come up with...
I'm on the trumpet and obviously you are vibing out electronic drums. Let's go back.
The 16th of November, 2015.
Hey, Michelle, driving you home. I mean, what a build-up. Rob Thomas, welcome back.
What's
to the studio.
Guys?
Nice to,
mate,
see you
great
again.
Great to have you back. This is another chapter in our relationship, of course, robbing with Rob Thomas.
Yeah,
yes,
well, it was our looting personal favourite.
I'm still chafed from that.
Yeah. Surprised you got let back in the country. You're not on a watch list.
Rob, you... Now, I understand when you come back in Feb.
Yeah, in Feb. I like how you say that. You're too cool for the Rary.
It's got a lot of confusing R's. We don't trust ourselves.
We'll put all the details up at our website. I assume that you've got the backing band sorted.
Well, as of now.
Mm. But we all know what's about to happen.
There's always a chance.
I would recommend you just lightly pencil in your backing band at the moment, but don't have an eraser too far away from your body. And get ready to pen us in, because today is the day.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is some serious stuff, all right?
Real talk.
We're talking about the second biggest song in the damn world.
Yeah.
In the damn world.
Oh, that's why we started at the top. It's the only song
so
we
let me
play.
Tell you something.
What's the first?
This is not... The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Oh, really?
Big stakes.
Here's what I realized. But also, I want to put that in perspective. Hey Jude is number 10.
Really?
So there's actually no validity to any of this whatsoever.
Who let the dogs out is number 4. Well,
I think compared to Hey Jude, Smooth is Who Let the Dogs Out. I mean, this is... It's about the Beatles.
We're in rare air. If people have just tuned in, the offer we put to your people when you're coming on the show, as we said, we'd love to have you play.
Mm.
Then we got word back that, like, his band won't be with him. We said, all right, what if we learnt how to play Smooth by yourself and Santana? Now, we're not the greatest musicians.
Well, you're not a musician.
Well, however, we're also not the second greatest. And we will continue down the list. I got a lot of natural percussive talent. Okay. So it made a lot of sense for me to be an electronic
drummer. I can feel it. You have a certain timbre in your voice. I can feel it coming out of you.
And my voice is like a tom-tom.
Not to mention an unbelievable sexual charisma.
Thank
that
you
just
very much.
Oozes out of you.
Classic drummer. So immediately I'm on the drums. Andy played trumpet at high school.
Yeah. So I'm on the corns today.
So he's bugled.
Jack also had a band called Last Chance in high school that dismantled in...
When I was 15.
Yeah.
Last Chance in high school. That's a silly name for a band.
Technically, it should be First Chance.
The way we thought it would work is, obviously, if we're not good enough, we thought you don't even have to bother coming in singer.
All right.
Because
I'll see you guys later.
So as we start, you know, you can be assessing us.
Right.
And then because obviously the great song Smooth starts with Santana and a bit of horns and stuff.
Actually,
and
starts with the drums. And is this us? No, this is Rob and Santana.
Are you sure? Hold on. can't really tell until I start singing, you know?
So you'll have this amount of time
right.
to determine whether you would like to add your voice to our band, right? And then...
I take this very seriously.
Yep.
I'm going to come down on you guys like a rain, like a hard, cold rain.
Yeah.
With my honesty.
Okay,
well, I'll be coming down on the snare drum like a thunderstorm. So there'll be a lot of bad weather out there in the studio. Jack, do you want to just play... This is where we started on Thursday. This is not our current state, bear in mind. This is where we started. This is base camp. We haven't shown you the summit yet.
Why am I scared?
This is where we started on Thursday. First crack, cold. We had
sounds like Spinal Tap's Jazz Odyssey.
Good boys.
Thank God for that trumpet.
Okay.
I've heard worse.
Where?
So that's where we were. We've had three rehearsals since then.
Three rehearsals. We've had about a half an hour of rehearsal refining that. We're now at what we believe to be Thomas quality.
Yeah.
We hope.
Probably I'm not sure if I'm offended or not.
That's bad. That's not Thomas quality. Yeah, that is offensive. Yeah. But we hope we're at a stage where you see the desire and the lust for greatness in our eyes and in our music, and you choose to maybe sing along with us. But you don't have to. It's in your hands.
We're going to go to a song here. We're going to head outside, out to the jam room.
Jam room.
And on the other side of this song, we'll be there with Rob Thomas, and he can decide whether he wants to join us in singing smooth.
Can I ask a quick question? Do you have an issue with me if I'm take my shirt off and I wear a leather jacket?
I really have an issue if you don't. But how about a leather vest?
I'm going to try and cut the sleeves off. It's a pretty good jacket. My wife will be angry.
It's Hamish and Andy driving you home. We are outside in the jam section with Rob Thomas, who's stuck around. Thank you very much for sticking around, mate. If you've just tuned in, welcome, by all means. But Rob Thomas, of course, frontman of Matchbox 20, amazing solo artist in his own right. We asked him to perform when he was going to come out here, and he said he didn't have his band with him. We went back to the label and said we could play for him, and... he turned out to say yes, which is a shock to the three of us.
It was the inspiration we needed to form this band because without this gig, we probably would have never formed. So we owe our start to you,
just
Rob.
No matter what happens, I just want you guys to know, you're very funny on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody can take that away from you, ever.
Are you perturbed at all that Hamish has gone tops off with a leather jacket? I mean, have you ever...
Oh, you mean, am I getting a little warm in here? Yeah.
That's right.
My jeans are tighter.
Hey, quick idea, Rob. If this works and we go touring, would you be cool if I wore like an archer's quiver and I kept my sticks in the back? Is that cool? Do any drummers do that?
Oh, my God. No, not but now.
You should get it happening.
But if this happens, you're going to go full leather vest.
Yes, if we're successful, I'll cut the sleeves off the jacket once we start touring.
And you all have to get Rob Thomas tattoos across your forehead.
After we finish our second mainland North American tour, we should get Rob Thomas tattoos on our head.
Jack's got the heavy work here. I mean, Santana is a very good guitarist.
Yes.
Regarded as one of the best.
Rob, you played with Santana.
Jack, you seem to be quiet over there.
But Rob, what's Jack like?
He was the guitar player from Last Chance, though,
Did Santana ever mention Jack?
I'm on the horns. Haim.
You're on the horns.
Good luck. The horn. Haim, good luck keeping time over there.
No worries.
The way this is going to work is we're going to come in, give it our darndest. Mm-hmm. If Rob thinks that we're good enough to be a backing band for him, he can come in at the time when the vocals come in for the song Smooth.
Yep.
This is the song we're going for. We should just play that for people.
We can play a little bit.
Yeah. This is Smooth, my Smooth, right?
That's it.
If you want to play Spot the Difference, there is a little bit.
There it is.
Now, I don't do any stick tapping or whatever. I just come straight in, Rob, so don't be surprised by that. Also, quite a lot of drum flair. Again, don't be spooked. Just play your natural game. We're going to have good fun out there.
All right.
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
A lot of heat coming out of here right now.
We've been practicing a long time, guys. This has been coming since Thursday. Yeah. Here we go. Smooth by Rob Thomas and the Thomasettis. Playing a cover of Rob Thomas and Santana. Here we go.
I hear you whisper and the words melt everyone.
don't you stay so cool? You've never been sexier, ever. My Moniquita, my Spanish harlem Mona Lisa. You're my reason for reason. Step in my groove. And if you said this life ain't good enough, I would give my world to lift you up. I could change my life to better suit your mood. Cause you're so smooth.
Play that thing.
And it's just like the ocean.
Wow. Actually, heaps better than I remember.
I mean, great fun listening to that back. I mean, I, with no formal drum training, that's why there's so many just random drum fills in there, also right towards the end. I mean, I'm listening to it for the drums, but and I hear the cymbals. And I had a memory of being like, I forgot that it had cymbals. And then you're like, towards the end, I remembered that you could also hit the cymbals, which I don't hear a lot of drummers say. But as you said, Andy, while we're listening to that, like, unbelievable from Rob. Like, he's so good.
And his vocals are so good that it's carrying the band so well.
Weirdly, that was probably one of the best songs we ever played as the band in terms of being able to recreate the noise that the song makes.
Totally agree. We obviously then did a tour with Cool Boys and the Frontman. We did Conrad Sewell, and then we did a whole tour and a big bus tour all across the East Coast. And then the following year.
And we were playing Long Way to the Top. For that one. First, that was the only song we
following
played.
Year, we had a private jet and we went back to New Zealand and back at most other gigs, and then sold out Margaret Court Arena for the last show with Vance Joy. It became really big for us, but obviously Rob wouldn't have known this. But I was in Mexico at a hotel, just lying in the pool on my back, and Rob Thomas walked past. And I went, Rob. I was reading a book. He's like, I was like, Rob, sorry. And then I'm like, oh no, he doesn't know me.
Yeah. This is what happens to you and I all the time. We'd be like, hi. Oh, actually, sorry. No, we haven't met yet.
So I get out of the pool and he's nice enough to stick around. And I said, Rob, you've been on our radio show a few times, but I just need to tell you something. You played Smooth and you mightn't remember, but it got big. And he's like, what do you mean? And I explained to him that there were multiple tours, including a private jet.
Did he remember?
He remembered the day? He remembered the day and then went, oh, wow. So we really started something with,
And we kicked you out. We replaced you. But I kept, I mean, I wondered where me drumming in a leather vest came from because I played for both years in a vest. And I like always cut the sleeves off.
Yeah, and there we just heard.
And then we heard where it came from. And that was also, unfortunately, as Mike was showing me during the song, where through a combination of unfortunate lighting and a soft lapel. lapels that looked like bosoms.
Bosoms.
Yeah. And they were moving, jiggling quite a lot, my B or C cups. And the soft lapel haunted me. I kept the soft lapel jacket for our first Cool Boys tour, and then I actually switched to a full cleavage covering vest for the second tour. But who knows, the girls might come out again.
Oh, the band should get back together at some point.
If the band ever does it again.
Great remembering.
What a remembering.
Enjoyed this trip down memory lane? If you want to listen to the full back catalogue of radio shows from 2006 to 2017, you can subscribe to Hamish and Andy Unlimited on Apple Podcasts. Or, for Android users, grab the Hamish and Andy app on Google Play.